thing that I love about what I do is that I do feel called to it. I believe in it. I believe in the integrity of the work, and I believe in the integrity of the historical record. At this particular time, perhaps even more so, in which truth and evidentiary value, in which facts and common collective knowledge seems so threatened in the national discourse, that archives can still be and will always be a place in which a kind of truth exists, right? In which the evidence can be there, and it's not interpreted, it's not filtered for you, it's not run through a sieve of someone else's interpretation of vision. It's anyone can walk in and see for themselves and judge for themselves and come to their conclusions based off of the materials that we collect. So that helps sort of pump me up and believing, especially here at Smith, that our collections are more activist oriented anyway. Mm. So it feels very much a part of the pulse and purpose of today. But more specifically, women and gender minorities, this is just as close to my heart as one can be. I think I came out of the womb a kind of feminist, and have been wrestling with what that means from birth on, and continue to do so. But to be in a place that holds these records so dear and precious, it helps me just feel good about what I do, to fill in silences, especially now and increasingly around women who continue to get marginalized and pushed to the edges, women of color and working class, poor women, women immigrants. And, so we look very carefully at what we do and why we do it. We look at very carefully about who we collect and why we collect. And it's fantastic to have really famous people, but it's also, it's just as important to get the grassroots organizers. And that to me is exciting work. It's life-giving work. And, I feel like I'm making a difference. I don't have a pussy hat. I wasn't at the March on Washington. Some people are surprised by that. But I feel like I present those principles every day with what I do for a living. Mm-hmm. I'm lucky enough that the two things collide, that I can do what I believe in for a living. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so.
The phrase demand proof comes to mind.
Yes.
Just demand proof, and the recorded evidence will get you there.
Exactly. And to be at a liberal arts college too, to be in an academic institution, as much respect as I have for my colleagues in the other areas of archives, to see a classroom full of students who are engaging primary sources for the first time, to see them light up with the textual response of what's in front of them, to handle history, it's so much better than grading.
Right? Oh, yeah.
I think we have a title.
Great. And I was grading 30 essays every week.
Yeah, no.
So it was just amazing. But here was the wonderful thing, and because this is what you were just saying before that, which is that students using the records. We're walking to your office. We pass by two classrooms filled with students working with the records. And that is kinetic value. That is people, even if they don't do anything with that information, what they've done is they've learned that this kind of information is around. Mm-hmm. And they've learned that there is some bigger world that they probably didn't know about before.
Right.
And so that is real value. And I almost never go and see that many people doing that kind of work, all at once. So it was great to see it. And I think that's one of the great things about colleges and universities, that you have this mission to teach. And so that helps bring people in, which can help them make a much bigger difference in the world if they know all the data sources they have. Mm-hmm. Remember, data is really important. Sounds like it's boring, but that's what it really is.
It's true. Demand proof.
Wow.
I think before we close, it's necessary to say that it's the 5th of November, 2018. And we are in the Young Library at Smith College in the office of Beth Myers. And it's been a delight to spend time with you, Beth.
Thank you. Thanks, you guys, for coming up. It's been a lot of fun.
It's no problem. We had a good time, except on Amtrak. Amtrak couldn't get us the whole way here, ladies and gentlemen. But let's forget that, and let's do our outro. Ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the end of another episode of An Archivist's Tale. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to come back next Saturday at 10 a.m. for another episode. Bye-bye.